News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So I've been in number one of the Triple Dipper, but taking calls. And I tell you what, I'm enjoying the calls. If you want to call in, I'm loving this. 866-494-9866. I mean, truthfully, it's the audience that makes this show. And so call in, man. Let's talk some more. 866-494-9866. But number one of the Triple Dipper, I'll keep moving through that when I don't have calls. I'm calling it culture wars. So the culture wars, I mean, have you seen how many opportunities there are out there for liberals to take a swipe at what I would call normalcy? I mean, everything they do seems to be designed to just go ahead and make life feel awkward, make life feel different, make life feel like there's got to be some new normal. No, there doesn't. There's still normal. There's still normal. And by the way, I repeat something that Charlene says all the time, that we've got to remember there's more of us than there are of them. There are. She's right. There's my wife is politically astute like you would not believe. There are more of us than there are of them. Do not forget that. You know, as we sit here on this show every single day and we do everything we can to do what I call the four E's, to enlighten, to entertain, to empower, and to educate you so that you can go out there and have those water cooler conversations, or you can, you know, respond to someone who calls you out on something on social media, or you can whatever. Just remember this. When a liberal comes up with something that doesn't even match normal, when a liberal comes up with something that says you need to change your life and condone the way I want to live and I should have my own truth, and you can just look at them and say no. And just remember, there are more of us than there are of them. All right, that being said, there's a bunch of stories that I've got right here. Here's one that'll just blow your mind. In fact, it makes me mad. Story off of MyNorthwest.com. Kind of like the AL.com of the Pacific Northwest. But story there, a Washington school board has adopted a race-based disciplinary process for students. What? Yes. A Washington school board butted heads over a new student discipline policy that considers a student's race before deciding on a punishment. This storyline is dated actually yesterday. It says the Clover Park School District debated its new, quote, culturally responsive student discipline policy. It means that student discipline would not be consistent based on conduct. Isn't that what discipline's for, is to deal with conduct? All right. The culturally responsive policy is designed to create, you know, inclusion, they say. It would likely offer harsher punishments to white students, even if the conduct is identical to that of a black or Hispanic student. To make student discipline outcomes more equitable, the policy must meet individual student needs in a culturally responsive manner by our culturally responsive discipline. That's the stupidest thing I have ever heard. That is beyond participation trophies. That is literally saying, I'm sorry, if you stole that thing, your skin color makes you more or less guilty. That's ridiculous. That totally absolves personal responsibility. And it creates a completely culturally dependent group within society. And by the way, it's racism. Let's call it what it is. I got a caller on line three. Oh, yeah, Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams, how you doing today, man?
Hey, I think, you know, in critical race theory, you know, they say that babies can be racist and everything. So yeah. I guess it would be genetic, as far as I can tell, if a baby, a newborn baby, comes out racist.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think what we should do is embrace our racism. You know, we can't help it. We're just like the homosexuals and transgendered people. And we're told we need to be tolerant of them, that, you know, that they can't help the way they are. So I believe that everybody should embrace our racism. Maybe we can have a racist pride parade or something, you know. It would be very intolerant of them not to embrace our racism, since that's, you know, basically what we are, and we can't help that way.
But you and I both know, too, that their tolerance is intolerant when it comes to tolerating what we want to tolerate. You know that for a fact. So.
Oh, no. Now that we're figuring out that we're inherently racist, I mean, we need to embrace what we are, you know. And they should, you know, be as tolerant of us as we are of them.
I'll be honest with you. Racism, you and I both know, you're being tongue-in-cheek, but you and I both know racism is taught. Racism is something that is taught, The very idea that someone is born a racist is just awful. Jeff, we're up against a break, brother. Thanks, man, for calling in. As always, I enjoy your calls. All right, folks, I'm coming back with more, but if you want to call in, this show has become the show of calls. So just call on in if you want to. 866-494-9866. Let's dialogue. Let's opine. Let's ruminate a bit together. 866-494-9866. And beyond that, we'll keep on going with the culture wars. You hang tight. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yes, indeed, this show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. You want to call in and talk for a bit? 866-494-9866. In the meantime, I am in number one of the Triple Dipper. And by the way, when I research this show, and I got three stacks of paper here, each one for a different part of the Triple Dipper, I am going to all kinds of news sources. But I got to tell you, one of the ones that I go to quite frequently, in fact, I was just checking a story on it just now during the break, 1819news.com. 1819news.com, that's 1819news.com, named after the year that Alabama became a state, is a news source now that you need to check out. If you haven't already done it, man, they are calling balls and strikes. Like, it's a conservative news site, but yet when it comes to news, they just report the news. Good, the bad, and the ugly. Like right now. I mean, I know for a fact that the folks at 1819 don't always agree with Kay Ivey's polls or policies, but they just issued a poll that they conducted, and it's on their news right now that says that, you know, their poll shows Kay Ivey's winning the race right now. And that's just because they call balls and strikes. I love having a news source in Alabama that talks about Alabama, that talks about the things we care about, that makes you feel good about being in Alabama, but also reports the news without all the skew that you get on places like AL.com and some of the others. So yeah, check them out. 1819news.com. That's 1819news.com. I use them all the time. All right, so our last caller a minute ago, Jeff from Indiana, was talking about critical race theory. So here's one for you. This is a story off of MSNBC. Phil, did you go to MSNBC? Yes, I got to see what they're saying sometimes. Well, I pulled it also because, and I'll tell you why I pulled this one. Title of it, though, Alabama House passes its version of an anti-critical race theory bill. All right. Dateline 2 days ago, MSNBC puts a story up about what is often being referred to right now as the Divisive Concepts Bill. House Bill 312, right now working its way through the Alabama legislature. House Bill 312 takes aim at divisive concepts taught in public K-12 schools. I don't see a problem with this, but apparently liberals are freaking out about it, and here we go. So here's the things the bill, the article MSNBC, take it with a grain of salt, MSNBC says this is what they've labeled a sad white people's law. Well, I'm a happy white person, and I like this thing. All right, so the things that the bill purports to deal with, number one, it prohibits teaching that this state or the United States is inherently racist or sexist. Got a problem with that? I don't. Number two, it seeks to prohibit that any individual solely by virtue of his or her race or sex is inherently racist, sexist, or oppressive, whether consciously or unconsciously. I got no problem with that either. Number three, it seeks to prohibit that any individual should be asked to accept, acknowledge, affirm, or assent to a sense of guilt, complicity, or a need to work harder solely on the basis of his or her race or sex. Why, pray tell, do they have a problem with this? Here's the last thing. It seeks to prohibit teaching that fault, blame, or bias should be assigned to any race, sex, or religion, or to members of a race, sex, or religion, solely on the basis of that race, sex, or religion. And they call that a sad white people's law. MSNBC. Gotta love them. Now, that is already passed the state house. Whether it will go anywhere in the state senate is anybody's guess right now. They're very busy with gambling. That's an important thing to them right now. Whether they can pass this bill, I don't know. Meantime, story off of a website called Keloland.com. Don't ask me. There it is. I think it's K-E-L-O, which is a TV station. Dated yesterday, Governor Kristi Noem in South Dakota has now signed a critical race theory bill into law. All those things that I just told you that are so controversial and they're having a hard time getting it passed in Alabama, they just signed it into law in South Dakota. So there you have it. In the culture wars, some states are moving faster than others. But then, let's see, what else have I got here? Oh, gosh. Here's one. You know, I love Disney World. Like, here's a bucket list item for Charlene and I, is to be down at Disney at Christmas. And we were going to do it during COVID. We talked about doing it then. We took another trip for our anniversary, our 35th anniversary last year. You know, COVID, we didn't feel like going down there, have to wear masks everywhere. So we didn't do Disney at Christmas. We're going to do it one day. But Disney has become one of the most woke corporations in the world. Like, it's like a haven for wokeness. How woke are you? Come to work here. That's Disney. Now, they've been going back and forth with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And by the way, anybody that winds up wanting to try and shout down Governor Ron DeSantis, good luck. That being said, I've got a story here off of a website called HollywoodInToto.com. And this one particular is titled, The Unwoke Disney Employees Have Had Enough. Like it. It says the mega company, which now oversees the Star Wars and the Marvel's universe and Pixar and other cultural touchstones, has a bunch of employees that are tired of feeling like second-rate citizens at their own jobs simply because they're not woke, they're not liberal. They wrote an open letter saying things like, quote, "We watch quietly as our beliefs come under attack from our own employer, and we frequently see those who share our opinions condemned as villains by our own leadership." It's true. I mean, they've done things like, if you remember Gina Carano, who was on The Mandalorian, she was axed simply for a conservative tweet, whereas her co-star Pedro Pascal lashed out at Trump supporters, and he didn't face any punitive action. I mean, they've been doing all kinds of things to attack Florida for daring to pass a bill that said, don't sexualize education and teach transgender and all that kind of stuff to our K through third grade. Why is that even controversial? Well, Disney thought it was controversial. Well, unwoke Disney employees here in the culture wars, they say they've had enough. What else have I got in my stack? Let me just reach down here and grab what's next. Well, here's one. Now, this particular story, sort of like that one I had a moment ago from MSNBC, this particular story is written from a liberal perspective. This one deals with the transgender sports situation. In the culture wars, that is one of the flashpoints right now, I will say. NBC News reports as of yesterday. They believe at NBC. Well, let me just read you the title. Leah Thomas, you remember Leah Thomas? Leah Thomas is the biological male who now identifies as a female and has gone from being a male swimmer in Division I sports in the Ivy Leagues, and now she's competing. She's competing as a female and wearing out all the records because she has the advantage of being born with the long limbs and musculature of a male swimming against females who don't have those same advantages. Okay, well, NBC News doesn't see the problem. NBC News says Leah Thomas's NCAA championship performance gives women's sports a crucial opportunity. A crucial opportunity. Pray tell, what is going on? Well, they're sitting here saying in this particular article that women's sports are situated at a paradoxical intersection wherein sex segregation is upheld through claims of biological difference. Claims? I thought we were all about science with the liberals. Yet equality is prefaced on being treated the same and given the same opportunities as men. Would gender-based discrimination in sports be eradicated if sports were gender-integrated? This is ridiculous. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's an idea. Why don't you ask the athletes themselves? Because the next story I have in the stack comes from the New York Post. New York Post, NCAA swimmer wants a rule change after missing out on the finals due to Leah Thomas. I mean, this particular swimmer, she's a Virginia Tech swimmer, named Rika Gheorghe. Rika, I believe she was Romanian by birth, and she's now a U.S. citizen. Anyway, she's a Virginia Tech swimmer. She says, it doesn't promote our sport in a good way. So NBC says, this is a big deal. We need to do this. the swimmers themselves are saying it doesn't promote our sport in a good way. And I think it's disrespectful against the biologically female swimmers who are competing in the NCAA. She went on to say, I support Leah Thomas's position, but I do not believe that the NCAA needs to have this opportunity for biological men to compete against biological women. Oh, the culture wars. Hey, I got a caller on line four. Let me grab that before I go to the break. Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing today, man?
Mighty fine. I hope you're doing well as well.
I'm good, sir. What's
and
on your mind?
I've got to go back to what you're talking about. Dennis, as far as everything, as far as the swimmers and everything else and being transitioned, didn't this kind of start back after I got out of the Army? Didn't this start with getting gender changes and dumbing and making all kinds of changes to facilitate this type of thing?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I don't know when it started, but it certainly became normative
more
or
prominent.
Accepted. Yeah, it's far more prominent here just in the last, 15 years. There's always been folks who are cross-dressers, but wow.
I consider to be a traitor to have a gender change while they're in Leavenworth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. It wasn't that something. Suddenly he was having to wear different uniforms when he went to trial.
Toss that out there. You have a great day, sir.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate you being in the audience. He's right, though. It's not like this has been there forever. Some would say they've always been there. They've just been suppressed in society. No, there have never been 35 genders, ever. When did you ever hear that? When did that become a normal part of conversation? When did you ever see someone who claims that he's really not a man, he's really a woman, being able to compete against women in sports? And by the way, it's not just Leah Thomas. I mean, have you seen like the power lifter who was a male power lifter who then began competing against women power lifters? Can you imagine the difference that he brought into that sport? Well, just like Leah Thomas shattering all the records. No, this has only been in recent years they've been allowed to get away with it. Now, maybe there have been cross-dressers and people that had, you know, alternative lifestyles and some who may have been suppressed and some who weren't. But the reality is this whole thing about there being gender normative issues where you can know your own truth and identify as you see fit. I mean, identify? You are what you are and you live with it. All right, Copper, take us to a break and tell our caller there, if you will, to hold on either to the break or call right back. I'll be glad to take it as soon as we get back. But got to do the breaks. Got to have our team members get their time. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We're talking about the culture wars. Left versus right. Oh, my gosh. It gets thick. You hang on. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. I got a caller who hung on during the break, and we certainly appreciate that, so let me just jump right to the phones then. Ray from Madison. Hey, Ray, how you doing today, man?
Hey, Phil, I'm a Right Side ruffian.
Oh, glad of it. Thank you.
Does anyone find this ironic that you have this swimmer kind of blowing the whole notion that these skinny little women can beat up these 250-pound guys in the movies that you see a lot lately?
So, are you saying that this defies the narrative, though? I mean, there's been a few women around that I know could probably take me, and I'll be honest, they probably could have.
True, but you don't see this, you know, 105-pound woman beating the snot out of a 250-pound bulky guy. Like you see in most of the shows lately, they're defeating their own narrative, I think.
Well, they are. And, you know, I tell you what else, though, on a more serious note, they're literally destroying women's sports with this. I mean, Title IX was passed into federal law in part to level the playing field and allow, the female sex to have the opportunities that males do to include sports. And right now they're literally trashing that right before our very eyes while they cater to this agenda that says, science doesn't matter. You can claim that you're a man when you're a woman. And it's ridiculous.
I think it's an indoctrination by the left to make us believe and swallow stuff that just doesn't make sense any other time.
No, it's exactly right. And if they can declare everything to be gray, then nothing's black and white anymore. You know, it's kind of like the Bible, for instance. If you don't believe that Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, if you don't believe that one verse, everything becomes suspect in the Bible after that. Well, the same is true with the rest of the life. If you can disavow science and do what you want to do, then everything becomes suspect and you can live your own truth, like Oprah always says.
I agree.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you hanging on. All right, listen, in the few minutes we got left, a few more things that you might want to know. Here's one that, you know, don't think they're not coming for your kids, because they are. If you'll notice, some of these attacks that we're seeing right now in the culture wars, they start with our youth. There's every available opportunity for kids to be indoctrinated daily. Well, you would love to believe it's not going to happen in schools. So this divisive concepts bill I talked about a while ago, there's no need to do that. We don't teach that stuff in schools. We're not indoctrinating nobody. Well, yes, they are. Sure they are. I mean, why do you have things like, you know, drag queen reading hour for children at the public library? Those are public dollars paying for that library. Why are we doing that? And then you got things in schools like this story. Reported, this one I got it off of notthebee.com. Texas elementary school has kids participate in a pride parade complete with rainbow flags and everything. So I've seen the video. This is not just a story. I've seen the actual video of it. That whole thing about having no religion in schools, you know. Well, a school in Austin, Texas had young kids participate in a gay pride parade where kids made drawings of rainbows and rainbow flags and walked the school hallways celebrating the LGBTQ lifestyle. Shouting, pride, pride, pride. Just another reminder that you might want to consider homeschooling, you know what I'm saying? But on top of that, they went one step further. And, you know, it's one thing to have crossed that, you know, crossed the Rubicon and basically started teaching kids that you need to support this stuff. You need to support teaching them to condone. You're not just teaching them not to condemn. You're teaching them to actually condone. And there's two differences there. Like, for instance, it's not my role to condemn someone's lifestyle, but don't ask me to condone it. That's a vastly different thing. What they're trying to do is teach kids to condone. And the parents may have a problem with it. So what did they do in the school? Well, they told the children, and they got a copy of it here, that along with other things like not speaking out of turn and we can think things different as long as we continue to be respectful, they also said respect privacy. Remember, what we say in this room stays in this room. Those are children. They are minors. You're a teacher. You do not have the right to tell them that what we say in this classroom should not be told to their parents. It's messed up. That's a culture war issue if I ever saw one. Well, we got more stuff here. I'm not going to get to it all. My gosh, the culture wars, they're everywhere. But I'll just tell you, there's some interesting things that are happening. Interesting things in COVID land. Not the least of which is the fact that Daily Wire is reporting that 10 pilots from multiple major airlines, JetBlue, American Airlines, Southwest, have filed a lawsuit against the CDC because the CDC chose to extend the travel mask mandates. And they're saying there's nothing here. And they point out in their lawsuit that it creates chaos in the sky because it creates unrest among the passengers, that it ignores countless scientific and medical studies and articles, that it literally creates a hindrance to their ability to do their jobs. And the lawsuit is ongoing right now. The culture wars, folks. The culture wars. Stay in the fight, right side ruffians. All right, coming up next, Copper's going to have Copper's Corner, one of my favorite times every week. I sit back with a cup of coffee and listen to her opine for a bit. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.